This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, September 13, and these are the headlines. A COVID-19 task force official clarified that a fully vaccinated individual who has direct contact with a probable and confirmed positive patient must still complete the 14-day quarantine protocol. During Friday's interview over the Davao City Disaster Radio, Davao City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Dr. Michelle Sclosser clarified the reports regarding the shortened quarantine, particularly for people who already received their second dose. In July, the IATF released a resolution initially allowing fully vaccinated individuals who are close contacts of probable and confirmed COVID-19 cases to just undergo a 7-day quarantine period, provided that the individual remains asymptomatic for the duration of the 7 days, with the first day being the immediate date after the last exposure. The Department of Health said that a person is considered exposed when infected individual if he has a face-to-face contact within 1 meter and for at least 15 minutes, direct physical contact, direct care for a patient without using personal protective equipment, or other situations indicated by local risk assessments. On August 10, the national government suspended the protocol that allows the shortened 7-day quarantine period for fully vaccinated travelers and individuals exposed to COVID-19 positive patients, saying that the measure was meant to slow down the transmission amid the surge of cases. In other news, 3 individuals were arrested after law enforcers found illegal drugs from their possession while passing through 3 checkpoints of the Task Force Davao and the Davao City Police Office on September 10. In Lasang Checkpoint, the elements of Task Group Lawin together with Bunawan Police Station seized nearly 1 gram of suspected shabu worth 3,840 pesos. Colonel Darren Comia, Task Force Davao Commander, commended the troops for doing their duty, resulting in the arrest of the suspects. He said their arrest was a testament of the commitment of the security sectors in ensuring the safety and security of Davao City. In business, the Department of Trade and Industry is seeking lawmakers' approval for its 23.7 billion pesos proposed budget under the National Expenditure Program for 2022. During the House Committee on Appropriations budget hearing Friday, Secretary Ramon Lopez said a big chunk of the budget is for the Technical Education and Skills Development Authority, or TESDA, amounting to 13.64 billion pesos. The Office of the Secretary alone eyes 6.6 billion pesos budget for next year. Lopez said 5.25 billion pesos, or nearly 80% of the OSEC budget next year, will fund programs to increase exports and investments, development of industries, assisting micro, small, and medium enterprises, and enhancing consumer welfare. In sports, Ernest John E.J. Obiena has reset the Asian record for the highest leap in pole vault en route to capturing the gold medal in the Golden Roof Challenge in Austria early Sunday. Obiena breached past 5.93 meters, eclipsing the old continental record of 5.92 set by Kazakhstan's Igor Potapovich in 1998. Obiena actually was not required to go for it, as the rest of the field were already eliminated from gold medal contention after 5.8 meters. But with the Asian record already within reach after finally getting past 5.9 2 weeks ago in the Wanda Diamond League Paris leg, he opted to attempt for Asian history again. Obiena missed out on his first 2 attempts, but in his final shot, he finally cleared 5.93 meters, etching his name in Asian pole vault history books. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.